Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. William is coming under fire after his comments related to racism in football. As you may recall, Prince William stood up for England's black soccer players on the receiving end of racist comments, but some fans noted what they perceived as hypocrisy on his end. William had tweeted, "I am sickened by the racist abuse aimed at England players after last night's match. It is totally unacceptable that players have to endure this abhorrent behaviour. It must stop now, and all those involved should be held accountable." However, some fans feel William should have done the same for Meghan Markle. One fan wrote, "Whilst I appreciate Prince William speaking out about racist comments towards football players, where was the support when Meghan Markle was being bullied, even contemplating ending her life due to the comments?" Another tweeted, "The black community would have welcomed this statement from William had he condemned racism against Meghan, as he's the future king and also released his transformation report and condemned racism in the UK. He loves the football players, but not their people and heritage. This shows that it would have been hard for William and Kate to make a public statement condoning the blatant racism against Meghan Markle," a different user speculated. "Perhaps they encouraged it in a fit of jealousy over her wild popularity." Meanwhile, Cornwall Live say William plans to play Harry and Meghan at their own game. Cornwall reminds us that historically, the royal family's mantra has famously always been to never comment, never complain. But that could soon change. They say William has made the decision to move away from that outlook and will look to tackle the tactics that his brother and sister-in-law in the media have been using. Charlotte Griffiths in the Daily Mail says, "William had felt that the smoothing over hadn't been working for quite a long time at that moment. He felt decisive action was needed, that he needed to play them at their own game. A new picture is emerging that William is much tougher in this situation than we previously thought. He was not taking any nonsense from very early on, it seems." Perhaps William will eventually get an Emmy nomination. Oprah with Meghan and Harry, a CBS primetime special, has earned an Emmy nomination for Outstanding Hosted Nonfiction Series or Special. Also nominated, The Crown from Netflix with 24 nominations. Palace Intrigue will be right back. William and Kate plan to keep George out of the limelight, according to new reports. Over the weekend, the future king attended the football game with his parents and wore a suit and tie. That led some to make fun of the child, and now Robert Jobson thinks George will be kept out of the public eye. He told Sunrise TV, "With George, he got quite a lot of social media attention. Some were critical about him wearing a shirt and tie like his dad, which I thought was very harsh. He has been very popular, but I think they are going to try and keep him out of the limelight a little bit. They are conscious of that. The pictures were great with his dad when he was celebrating for that all-too-brief moment." Royal expert Duncan Larcombe says a pal of the Duke of Cambridge said why they wore similar suits. They told OK, "George idolizes his dad. That's why we saw him looking so smart in his suit. He really wanted to dress like William." William was reportedly in favor of George wearing a replica shirt. Wimbledon star Marion Bartoli told BBC Radio 5 Live ahead of the final, "Yesterday I had an afternoon tea with the Duchess, and it was very much a discussion whether George will be allowed to wear the jersey tonight at Wembley or not. William was for it, Kate not so keen." Charles recalled his first parachute drop from almost 50 years ago when he was 23. Addressing soldiers, veterans, and families on Tuesday, he said, "I find it hard to believe that it's been 44 years since I became your colonel-in-chief and nearly 50 years since I made my first parachute drop, initially upside down with my legs in the rigging lines, into Studland Bay, Dorset, where I was pulled out of the water by the Royal Marines." He then formally presented the new colours, and they were blessed. And there you have it. Please follow us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Ballad Intrigue and good times.